Hi, my name is Sarah Lodge and I'm Director of Beehive and BeeSafe Safety Culture, a consultancy specialising in behaviour change. You're listening to BeeSafe Bite Size, a series of podcasts and videos about all things safety. In this podcast, I explain how the mindset, skills and tools of coaching can improve individual commitment to safety, which is the first category of traits of a healthy nuclear safety culture, as expressed by WANO, the World Association of Nuclear Operators. The first element in this WANO category is personal accountability, which it describes as people understanding the importance of sticking to nuclear standards, taking ownership of their behaviour and work practices, and recognising the need to work across groups, departments and teams to make sure nuclear safety is maintained. So, how does coaching help develop personal accountability? Well, to explain this, I'm going to use the psychological model we use in our coaching training. In this model, we view personality as having three different parts to it, or what we call ego states. The first, the parent ego state, consists of all the behaviours, thought patterns, and feelings you learned from your parents or parent figures as you grew up. Do you find yourself sometimes saying things that your parents said or acting as they did, even though you vowed you never would? Do you use words like should and ought? That's your parent ego state. The second, the child ego state, consists of all the behaviours, thoughts and feelings you learned as a child and still use now. Have you ever sulked, cried, or got angry as an adult to get what you wanted? Or got excited about something? That's your child ego state. The third is the adult ego state, which is grounded in the present. When you're problem-solving and recognize your own accountability for what you do and how you behave, you're in adult ego state. And the adult ego state is the ego state you develop through coaching. The important thing about ego states is the ego state you communicate from invites a response from an ego state in the other person. So if you communicate from your parent ego state, giving a sharp command, for example, you invite the other person to respond from their child ego state. That can be helpful at appropriate times when you need to give someone an instruction which they may have to obey without question. But too much parent, using a telling approach all the time without giving explanation or a chance for others to contribute, encourages a child mindset, which can result in people becoming resistant and blaming, or passive and over-compliant, acting without thought or accountability. None of these are helpful when there's a problem to be solved or when you want people to take responsibility. In those situations, you need to communicate from adult in order to invite an adult response in the other person. An adult response is one that's grounded, situationally aware, problem-solving and accountable, the opposite of blaming and avoiding. Developing coaching skills results in an adult mindset in the coach and invites an adult mindset in others, which is how it supports the personal accountability trait. The second element in this WANO category is having a questioning attitude. In order to avoid complacency, challenge assumptions and the unknown, and recognize the uniqueness of the nuclear context. Well, a questioning attitude is absolutely the essence of coaching. It's what coaching is all about. But it's not as simple as barking out accusatory questions or following a tick box list of closed questions. That can have strong parent overtones. Changing the default question mode from closed to open, knowing what questions to ask, and being able to structure and control a conversation is a real skill which takes time and practice to develop. Coaching training develops and refines those questioning skills along with the other interpersonal skills needed, such as listening, nonverbal communication, giving and receiving feedback, and goal setting. These skills are invaluable for everything from improving the effectiveness of human performance tools to event investigation. They're particularly important in the nuclear sector, where complacency can have catastrophic consequences. The third element in this category of WANO traits is safety communication. The focus of this trait is on making sure there's broad, open, candid, and free-flowing communication up and down the organisation. I'm going to refer here to the work of Carl Weick, an academic who's written a lot about high-reliability organisations. In his article, Organisational Culture as a Source of High Reliability, he states that the biggest problem with massive, complex technological systems like a nuclear site is no one individual can understand what's happening in its entirety. The system is just too big and there are too many variables. To understand the system requires the awareness, thoughts, and experiences of different people to be shared across functions. He describes how high reliability organisations need rich, dense talk, communication rich in information, so that humans have the necessary information to understand systems of such complexity, which is exactly the kind of communication the WANO trait refers to. He states that the richest information is gained through face-to-face interactions, because as well as the pure data, you gain the non-verbal and emotional element. Using a coaching approach, for example, using open questions, the basis of coaching, increases the richness of face-to-face communication even more, as it encourages people to share their knowledge, thoughts, feelings, and concerns. Using coaching interactions also encourages the free flow of information. Individuals are asked to think through and share their decision-making processes and their rationale for action, which increases the situational awareness of both coach and coachee. And the more leadership asks and listens, the more likely it is that communication will be two-way, as those below learn to trust that those above are interested. Well, I hope I've done enough here to at least start to convince you that the process of coaching in the nuclear workplace, along with the mindset and skills developed as you learn to coach, and the mindset encouraged in the person being coached, are directly and specifically relevant to the WANO traits in general and the category of individual commitment to safety in particular. In the next podcast, I'll explore coaching's contribution to the second category, management commitment to safety. Now, if you want to actually see the PAC model, please go to besafebuzz.com and the blog, How Coaching Supports Individual Commitment to Safety. And if you're interested in your own personality, you can download a short personality questionnaire which gives you a snapshot of your personal pack or ego state style. And while you're there, please subscribe to get updates and see the latest blog. Thanks for listening. Bye.